Hey there, this is Marty from GTFO Noob. This is the second installment of this podcast, and I basically decided I'm going to talk about video games and just random stuff. Random stuff that I care about, so that's kind of how I'm going to roll, so let's roll with it. First, I'm going to talk about this week, episode 4 of Video Game High School came out. That's made by Freddie Wong and Matt Arnold and kind of the rest of that Rocket Jump crew. It's a great show. The production value is just unbelievable for the small crew they're working with, and the things kind of kick-started, or Indiegogo'd, whatever you want to call that. But it's funded or partially funded by the people, the fans, and I was fortunate enough to be able to donate to seasons 2 and 3. When season 1 came out, I didn't even know it was a thing, so my apologies on that, but it's really a great show, and it's in the middle of its final season, which is season 3, and this week episode 4 came out, and episode 4 is deep. It brings the feels. I mean, it's like, I think a lot of people were brought to tears by it online. Not me, because I'm a badass. I'm a man, all right? But, yeah, a lot of people. And it is. It's sad. And, it's just good to see. Because in the first season, it's kind of a punchline-filled, kind of quirky comedy. Kind of almost Disney Channel-ish. And, now it's turned into this real show that can actually make you feel things. The narrative is really hitting some, lows and highs, and they're kind of running their characters through the woodshed here, so it's cool to see. Me, as a writer and a journalism graduate, and, let me toot my own horn, but I can appreciate where the narrative's gone. It's a good job, but I definitely recommend going to YouTube or rocketjump.com, checking episode 4 out. Not going to spoil it, not going to do that to you guys, but check it out. I mean, that kind of really is a transition for me, talking about how much of a man I am, to Movember, growing out a mustache to support the fight against prostate and testicular cancer. I am actually going to be a participant. I was last year. It's a lot of fun. Trust me, if you're one of those dudes, you play it safe, you never go over the speed limit, you always have a clean-shaven face, it's your time, man. You are being called. Step up. Grow a beautiful mustache. Go out of character for a month and just do it. That's what I'm doing. I rock the clean face every other month. Well, this month, I'm going to go handlebars. I don't care. I mean, I can actually grow a mustache in like 4 days, 3 days, and it's pretty luscious, so not too bad for me, but I can understand. It doesn't make you less of a man to not do Movember, but if you're interested, go ahead. It's kind of the equivalent of wearing pink for breast cancer, except you're wearing it on your face, and it's in the form of a baller mustache. I definitely support this. 2 thumbs up. Movember, everybody. Go do it. Next I'm going to talk about, let's see, talking about VGHS, I'm going to talk about my favorite dude in the whole show. I can't say that. It's probably a tie between The Law, played by Brian Ferenczi. I'm going to talk about that guy. That guy is hilarious. You definitely should follow him on Twitter, at Mr. Brian Ferenczi. Dude is very funny, very random. He's insightful, but also ridiculous. He has his own YouTube channel, Brian and Maria, I believe it is. He does videos with his girlfriend, who is very British, by the way, not an insult, but just surprisingly British. Not quite shockingly British, but right there in that smooth middle surprising realm. They're definitely pretty funny. I mean, anything that Brian says or does is hilarious, so gotta go check him out. I was a little bit sad that he wasn't in season 3 of VGHS as much. I know he just moved to London, So it's kind of sad to, you know, see that disappearance of his character, and hopefully it doesn't affect his role in 5-second films too much either. I imagine it will, but you know, it's his life. He's got to do what he wants. I completely support his decision, and, you know, kill it out there. Go eat some tea and strumpets on me. I'm just kidding. That's culturally insensitive. I'm sorry about that, but tea and strumpets are good. I'm just going to say, you don't have to be British to eat them. They are amazing. And then, kind of where I was leading before, my other favorite character in VGHS, which is Ashley Barnstormer, played by the pretty awesome dude Brian Forrest. A lot of Brians already. It's kind of confusing, but Brian with a Y here, he's actually a blacksmith / I believe stuntman / like weapon fight, I don't know, stand-in, I don't even know what you'd call it, but the dude is just a man's man, you know. He's pretty badass in every kind of aspect, every way you could be. And then he literally has an eyebrow that rivals The Rock's. So you definitely want to check him out. He's got his own YouTube channel. You know, he has his own show. It's called Man at Arms, where he basically makes or takes a really badass medieval weapon and then just fucks up. Like, it seems that watermelons seem to be the unfortunate fruit of choice, but he just really fucks up some fruit. It's almost like FPS Russia, except I'm gonna guess he's American, I'm not sure, English, but he's like the English medieval weapon wielding version of FPS Russia, who is also a cool dude. You should check out his channel. But I feel like he went so viral, everyone knows who he is. But and then, you know, lastly, I'm gonna pull the podcast over to a near and dear subject of mine, favorite beer. I am definitely a big drinker of beer. I know some people, you know, they take a gulp of beer and they stick their nose up and they never try it again. Well, it's an acquired taste, guys. There's a little bit of a gate there. You gotta burst the doors open. Once you burst the doors open, beer's some good stuff. For me, I'm a big fan of the brown ales and the dark beers. I find that Bud Light is the favorite beer of like 90% of the country. I think it tastes like pee. No offense. Anheuser-Busch, I would still take free Bud Light. So, you know, despite the insult, kind of right there, it's good enough to drink. Bud Light is my preferred beer pong beer. When I know I'm just going to be drinking like 10 beers in one night and I don't care about the flavor, Bud Light's that beer. It's almost like, okay, I feel bad for saying it tastes like piss. It's like the water of beer. The slightly dirty water of beer. So, my apologies. I'm gonna take that back. I mean, as I said, I probably drink more Bud Light than anything else because that's what everyone drinks, so that'd be quite the self-burn if I stood here and proclaimed to the world that I drink piss. Which would be what I was saying before. But my favorite beers, let's see. My number one right now has got to be Negra Modelo. A delicious dark Mexican beer. Number two. And see, I should have thought about this and wrote these down. It's probably going to be Guinness. Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. I am wrong. Number one has to be Duke's Brown Ale, made here in Jacksonville, Florida. It's a delicious brown ale. It's got hints of what I'm going to guess is hazelnut. It's got a little bit of a woody finish to it. It's amazing. I don't know if you can buy it around the country, but if you definitely come to Jacksonville, Florida, or Jacksonville Beach, you got to try it. Number two, then, is Negra Modelo, which is just so great. The top of the bottle comes covered in like a gold tinfoil. It's almost like a mini champagne bottle. It's it's fun to open. You know, you feel ritzy. You kind of, it's almost like the martini of beer. And that's not true. I'm just made that up. That's not an official catchphrase or anything, but it's fun. It's good. It tastes delicious. And then number three's got to be just straight old fashioned Guinness. You never go wrong with an Irish beer. It is very good. We're starting to get some ground here. It's tough to kind of decide here. Number four for me, I'm going to go with Dos Equis Amber, which is another Mexican darker beer. Very flavorful, very similar to Negro Modelo, except a little bit lighter on the tongue, I feel like. Number five, maybe some Newcastle Brown Ale. Definitely recommend it. And I'm gonna say a number six, even though you normally stop at a top five. Number six for me is gonna be just Yingling. Good old-fashioned American Pennsylvanian beer. That's my list. Good stuff. I felt like I kind of rode that beer thing a while, but honestly, it's deserved. Beer's amazing. All of you haters need to get it together here. You gotta acquire the taste. Because it's like once you get the taste, you're happy. You know, it's like, I can't really think of anything actually that would compare to it, but you just gotta give it a shot. But I'm gonna go ahead and end it here. We just hit 12 minutes. I'm still not really sure exactly how long I'm gonna make these things or, you know, what the hell I'm even gonna do, but I feel like I'm at a good stopping point. So thanks for listening. Later on.